And good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Today on the program, a little bit later on, we're going to hear an update as we get set for the legislative session. We'll hear from Representative Sidney Carlin of Manhattan. That'll be coming your way close to 9:30 this morning. But we're going to start things off here talking outdoors information with Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. Riley County Game Warden Ben Jedlicka joins us here via Zoom. Good morning, Ben. Good to talk to you again.
Well, Brandon, it's been so long. I think it's been since July. I know Travis filled in there for a while this past summer, and I've missed it. I've missed being here, and I really appreciate the opportunity.
Dave Lewis is here, too. I think Dave wants to say something to you, Ben.
No, all I want to say was hi.
I got a feeling it's something about his age versus my age. But what do you got, Dave?
I had nothing about my age or your age other than we're both too old. You know, I just wanted to say hi and wish you a happy new year. And I know you got a lot of things to talk about today. And, you know, it's good to have you back. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you. It's so good to be greeted that way. Thank you.
I can be a nice guy once a week and it's Thursday. I'm running out of time, so...
isn't it too bad that it takes so much effort to do that? I think you and I both have that feature where it takes us effort to be nice.
I don't know you and I have that much in common.
Okay.
So good to have you back on here. Good to
Thank
see you.
Thank you. Well, you know what's in the news right now, and it's going to be in the news tomorrow and the next day, and that's the weather. There's hazards, and I would put it on people's minds right now. The best thing you can do is slow down. I can remember in the past, it didn't matter if it was just a heavy rainstorm. It was something to listen to all what goes on K-18, the thruway. It was straight, it was narrow and level, and people were still ending up in the median. So... again, it's the same advice I give on if there's an obstacle that jumps into your path, you know what that might be.
Mm-hmm.
That obstacle jumps into your path. Your goal is to be on the roadway remain on the roadway. If you can remain on the roadway, you're so much more likely not to suffer injury. Your car can be fixed, but... parts of us are difficult to fix.
So. You know what, Ben? I have to say something. I've been wanting to tell you this because I haven't had a chance to tell you. But I hit a deer in October, and it was your advice that you've given me here over the last couple of years on this program with how to approach a deer that I think helped us not have any injuries. So I wanted to thank you personally for that because I've talked about you so much after I had that accident that if I hadn't been thinking about that when it happened, the results could have been very different. And so I just want to say thanks for that.
Well, I'm glad you're all right. I think it was Sunday night. I got a call about an elk that had been hit, and well, it was, he hit it at 5:30 in the morning. And his little Toyota car, he was all right. It was on one of those roadways that there's no shoulder, he was able to stay on the roadway. He was able to, I helped him get what he needed, which is a salvage permit to take that elk and get it to the processing. He field dressed it and got it to the processor. But when I went to give him I saw the car and the front windshield was just, it was still intact in there. But the little Toyota door posts were smashed in and the windshield, but he was all right too. It's a pretty big obstacle, but what's coming right up now is this. We had a little bit yesterday. I don't think we got slick, but you know, the snow's on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a Nebraska history. I've got an Illinois history, and we've seen a lot of snow Who knows what's going to happen? We've been pretty dry, but there's a hazard coming up. I can remember one time somebody couldn't make it into Cayman, and I was so glad to call in and say, "Well, I can be there in an hour." Of course, we got the tools to do that. And I'm sure I'll be out this weekend, and likely it's a matter of listening for people that weren't able to negotiate the slickness. But please slow down. That's the biggest thing.
You know, something we might talk about here real quickly is that our crews that tend to roads likely will be on alert on a holiday when they'd probably rather be doing something else. But there are a lot of people that are really dedicated to doing that and keeping the roads cleared. So hopefully, we won't have to deploy those trucks too much here when it comes up with New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And I remember one time, Ben, you talked about somebody not being able to make it to work. We had an employee, and this has been a long time. This has probably been 25 years ago or so, that couldn't get to work. And the city somehow found out about it, and one of their plow trucks came to his house and brought him into the station. Huh. I mean,
that's
how's that for service?
That's great.
Yeah, they wouldn't do that for me, but they did for them.
Yeah, they might just, at your house, they might actually pile the snow in front of the driveway so you can't come into work.
You're right.
Well, the trucks were out yesterday. This will be their kind of their first assignment for the slickness. But they were both the county and the state were out quite a lot yesterday. I think they'll be ready. And you're right. It needs to be done. We're so lucky that they're out there and they'll be out there this weekend.
We got a phone call here, and this might be Levi. We're going to see here. Dave's got the phone picked up in the other room. Again, we're talking to Ben Jedlicka here from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks.
Now, this change of weather is going to – what we're going to get is not only ice precipitation, but when we get down toward 10 degrees, the water is going to freeze up, and we'll get it more into that here in a bit. Levi, make it?
Let me see. Is this Levi, Dave? Nope, this is a caller. We have a caller. I apologize. So you got a caller with a question or a comment. Go ahead. You're on In Focus.
My question is, does he know a game warden? Does he hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Okay. Do you know a game warden by the name of Joe Pickett?
I don't. In Kansas?
No, he's in Wyoming, and he's a fictional one made famous by an author by the name of C.J. Box.
I know there are there's a quite a little group of authors, and I'm not familiar with the name.
Yeah, go to Google and C.J. Box. He's written a book a year since about 2000, and they all feature Wyoming game warden Joe Pickett. So with your background, you'll appreciate that.
Well, I'll tell you, our magazine has an accomplished writer that always puts an article in. That would be the Kansas Wildlife and Parks magazine. And she is the daughter of a local game warden, but she has a story every time I think we're publishing quarterly, but there's a game warden article in there about her father. And I'm so lucky because most all of the stories that she tells, somehow or another, I was there. Now, I'm not mentioned, and I kind of appreciate that in a way. But we do have a magazine that has articles, and yeah. Every month she has an article about her father's career. And it's Annie Campbell. She's that would just be some reading material that's local.
Yeah. Okay. Well, very good, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Right. Bye bye.
Yep.
Now, Brandon, you cannot apologize for callers.
Well, no, I was apologizing. I thought maybe it was Levi, but
Well, Levi has, you know, there's two things, and that I thought, well, Levi, talk about this. The range is still under construction, and I don't have any really updated information. I made a quick phone call this morning about RSO classes, and the RSO is the range safety officer that that supervises shooters while they're at the range. And the range has been shut down since February, March of the beginning of our pandemic. And that's a long time ago. But it will open again soon. And when I say soon, well, I think it'll open in 2022, which is like day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow, that's right.
It won't be open day after tomorrow.
Well, day after tomorrow is a holiday, so probably not that.
Well, now that hasn't really stopped them.
Okay.
Holidays are when people are off. Now, Randolph, you know, this is way in the future, but Randolph always has a 4th of July celebration, and we never know when the 4th's going to fall, but that's a kind of an opportunity. We need a competitive event up there, with the 4th of July up in the Randolph neighborhood.
All right, it's 9:18 here at News Radio KMAN. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back more with Ben Jedlicka here in a moment on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.